Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning. Today I will be sharing with you a very wonderful topic that will change your world and that of your generation. And this topic will be in two parts. I'll be sharing with you the first part this week, and I will share with you the second part, same time, same station, next week. Today's topic is the secret of a blissful marriage. This is a mystery from the Institute of Marriage, without my own knowledge involved. Before we start, know that unbelievers cannot really enjoy a blissful marriage because they do not have the grace to. It is only reserved for true children of God. Number one key to a blissful marriage is communication. You have to first understand marriage is a mystery after the order of the Trinity: the God the Father, the God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And one of the key secrets of the Trinity is communication. They discuss everything before they embark on it, and they are always involved in everything they embark on. In the creation of the world, the Trinity played as one, though three personalities. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, not the Spirit now, let there be light. And He spoke the word, which was the sun, and there was light." This is how the Trinity operates. I believe strongly it was communicated with the level of cooperation and orderliness they embark on it. And when they were about to make mankind, who would dominate over everything they created, they sat down and they had the discussion. In their conversation, they were referring to a man and a woman institution, not just individual like Adam and Eve, but an institution that will keep man and a woman forever on earth and represent their personality on earth. In Genesis 1:22, "And God said, let us make man." The "us" in that statement, it means that they are more than one. "In our image," "our" means that they are more than one, "after our own likeness, and let them," "them" also means that they are more than one, "a man and a woman, have dominion." In that discussion, marriage was established. A man and a woman and the Spirit of God, making the image and the likeness of the Trinity. This is why the human personality is also in three forms: the body, the spirit, and the soul. In the Garden of Eden, marriage was exactly like the Trinity before sin came. Marriage was exactly after the order of God. A man, his wife, and God will come down in the cool of evening in their midst. And because they followed this order, they enjoyed plenty, they had everything in abundance, they did not struggle. Even after Adam and Eve sinned, God still clothed them. The reason married people struggle or marriages experience trouble because they've not patterned their home after the order of God's personality. Malachi 2:15 further validate this proof. He said, "Did He not make them one with a portion of His own Spirit in their union?" He said, "What was the Lord God seeking?" He said, "A godly offspring." He said, "So guide yourself in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth." The Message Bible explains it this way: God, not you, made marriage. His Spirit inhabits even the smallest details of marriage. What does He want from marriage? Children of God, so guide the spirit of marriage within you, and do not cheat on your wife. This clearly stated that God made marriage and is the third person in marriage. Then, if marriage represents the Trinity, what role does each party play? Married in the order of the Trinity, the man represents God, the leader, and the wife represents Jesus, the one who obeys and follows the will of the Father. And he is always highly placed in his Father's kingdom and dearly loved because of his obedience, and the Holy Spirit, the God Almighty, in the midst of them. In this order, they do not fight for superiority. In this order in your home, you don't fight for superiority. Everyone understands he or her own role, and they have their own glory. If you look at the Trinity, you see God the Father is the one initiating all the ideas. Jesus does not act on his own, but only what he sees the Father says or do. And because of that, nothing that was made was made without Jesus. Colossians 1:16 said, "By him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominion, ruler or authority. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Any woman who can understand and follow this order of complete obedience as Jesus is to his Father will also be placed in the heart of her husband, like the way Christ is placed above all things by his Father. You can never separate the Trinity. They are one. So should a home that wants to be functional and fulfill the purpose of God. This is why God says, "I hate divorce," because it's completely out of the image of God and what marriage represents. Your wife is not your possession, but a part of you. In the book of Job, God gave Satan permission to touch all that Job has, but should not touch his life. All that Job has was taken, his possessions, his blessing, his children. Did it not surprise you? His wife was not touched all through this challenge because she was part of Job's flesh, not what he has or possesses. Even when God gave permission to Satan to touch his flesh, she was still not affected because her husband was already taking the pains. As the head, he shield her from the torture. Marriage was established in the likeness of God, and for it to succeed, you must follow God's way and word. One of the strong character of the Trinity is communication. Communication is a vital part of any great relationship. It is the secret that works every relationship. To talk things over on regular basis is the road that leads to a healthy relationship. Everyone that will live need words. This is why in the creation of the world, the first was words. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. You can use words to build and to break. As couples, never conclude on an issue until it's discussed. Some people actually have taken a position before they come to discuss it. Your aim of discussion should not be how to insert your ideas on your partner, but to operate on an open mind. Some of you will say, "God's own is easy. The other two personalities do not have their own will. My wife has her own will and she argues everything with me." You're wrong. They do. Jesus in his prayers was saying to his Father, "Let this cup pass over me." Later he said, "Not my will but your will." He said in another place, "No one laid down my life for me. I lay it down by myself." He has his will. He can change his mind. The more you communicate positively, the more your relationship head in the right direction. Poor or no communication will help lead your relationship to the wrong direction. Taking in what each other have to say, supporting each other in a lovely way is the food that grows the love in a family. No matter how bad the relationship with your spouse is right now, when you turn to speaking right and communicating right, in no time, that relationship will receive life. Communication brings about intimacy. It is essential in marriage, like water is to fish. Communication is not just talking and listening and making sure that you're understood. And that is the backbone of every fruitful relationship. The more you practice communication, the better it gets. The day you allow your relationship to lack communication is the day separation sets in. Married without effective communication make divorce inevitable. Take time to talk over every unclear issues in your home. While talking, make sure you do not play the blame game. You will be surprised how better you feel about your spouse. Someone once told me, "Each time I want to clear issues with my husband, we always end up quarreling." I said to her, "It's because of the way you present issues. If you want to sort issues out, do not play the blame game. You always do this. You always don't listen. You. That will not work." One of the ways to better communicate with your spouse is when you understand them. When you know who your spouse is, what they like, it will help you to know the best style of communication. A person you do not know so well, you can easily offend them while you are talking with them. Also note, the only way to know or understand a person is through communication. So you see, communication brings about understanding, and understanding helps you to communicate better. A good marriage starts and gets better with communication. When you know and understand why your spouse do things in a certain way, and he or she also understand you as well, you will succeed in taking quarrels away from your family. Secret to marital bliss number 2, bring in the third party. We have established that marriage was instituted after the three personality of God. For any marriage to work, the Spirit of God, which is the spirit of marriage, should be practically involved on a daily basis. This is where most people miss it. And this is why unbelievers cannot enjoy a blissful marriage, because they do not have access to the Holy Spirit. The other name of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Peace. When he is invited into your home by the two physical parties, they form a threefold cord that cannot easily be broken. When two people are joined together, whether in church by parents, which you call traditional marriage by law, when you get home, before you consummate that marriage, invite a third party, because he is the one that ensures the peace in that home. It is the person of the Holy Spirit as the third party in your home that ensures peace. Most of the things that will ensure peaceful coexistence between you and your partner need the grace of God to be practiced. Forgiveness, for instance. You need the Holy Spirit to heal your heart of an offense so you can forgive the same day. A woman who has been cheated on by her spouse will need the healing of the Holy Spirit to be able to forgive perfectly. So how do I get the Holy Spirit to be involved in my daily life? Number 1, through prayers. Both of you need to daily communicate with the third party. You must talk to him on your daily activity between two of you. 2, you must thank him for area that is working. 3, you must let him know areas you are experiencing difficulties. 4, you must daily ask for grace to treat your partner right and understand them as yourself. 5, you must obey all he lays in your heart to do and the ones already written for you concerning your life and your home. Any home where this true communication is daily practiced, enjoy marital bliss. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. I will be sharing the second part of this message with you, same time, same station, next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we will help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882050-42, 081-404-52433, or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimaguro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.